John chapter 8.
We're going to start in verse 47. 8:47, and I'm going to skip through a couple of different chapters and such. But I want to start off with rejecting Jesus because you despise Jesus. Most people reject Jesus Christ because they absolutely despise him. And so I'm going to go in and show you a few things on that. And I'm going to start in John 8, verse 47. It says, "He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God." And there's a different hearing he's talking about. He's not talking about physically hearing those words. He's talking about hearing those things in your heart, in your mind, and in your life. He's talking about that you're hearing them differently than you would hear them in your ear. I know when there's a preacher up here preaching, or the God gives me something, I hear that plain as day in my conscience, and I hear that in my thoughts, and I hear that in my heart, and I hear that because it reflects in my life. And it says that Jesus says that his sheep know his voice. They know his words. They know his sound. They understand that. And so we see here in John 8:47 where it says, "He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God." And you have to understand that when you're hearing God's word, when you're taking it in the way he's meant, when you're believing it the way he asked you, it's, guess what? It's going to reflect in your life. You're going to see a difference in your life. You're going to see a difference in your thought patterns. You're going to see a difference in the way you walk, talk, dress. That's how you know you're hearing God's word. Turn with me to John 12. John 12. And we're going to go to verse 48 in John 12. It says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words. Now we're talking about somebody who's not hearing his words. He's rejecting Jesus Christ. Hath one that judges him. What's going to judge these people? The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. The very word, the very words of God, the very Bible in Jesus Christ that they are rejecting are going to be the same words used to judge them in the day of judgment. That's something? That same thing that they're rejecting is going to be the same one that was going to judge them in the day of judgment. It says because they have, why? Because they've rejected his words. They don't want to hear his words. A lot of time I'll tell people, listen, the psychiatrist you're seeing is not helping you. The doctors aren't helping you. The drugs and alcohol you're using is not helping you. I have something that can help you. His name is Jesus Christ. It's the Bible. It can help you. But you know what? They don't want it. Well, that very thing that you're rejecting, guess what? That same thing you rejected is what's going to judge you in the end. It's going to be held against you. You're going to be accountable for it. The same word people are rejecting are the same words that will be used to judge them after they die. Hebrews 9:27 says, "And that it is appointed unto men to die once, but after this, the judgment." People today, I believe, they live like they're going to live forever. Nobody's sitting there thinking about the end of their days. Nobody's sitting there thinking, you know, one day I'm going to die. They don't live their life that way. But I think sometimes they should. I think once in a while people need to look back and go, you know what? I'm going to die. Well, what's going to happen after death? Do they know what's going to happen after death? They don't understand what's going to happen after death. They don't understand that whether they're saved or unsaved, they're going to face judgment. Whether it be for good or bad, you're going to face a judgment. So where are you going to spend eternity? You're going to die. That's one thing that we all have in common as human beings, is that we're all going to die. The difference is, what kind of judgment are you facing? Are these words that preachers get up here and preach, are these words that you hold in your hand and that you're supposed to read on a daily basis, are those going to be the ones that are going to be used to judge against you and cast you into a lake of fire for eternity? Or are they going to be the ones to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? What words are you getting? What are you going to hear? Matthew 21, verse 42 says, "Jesus saith unto them, Did ye ever read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." That very one that they're rejecting is the very foundation of salvation. He's the very foundation of changed lives. He's the very one, the one that we should build our homes on. He says, build your home on a rock. That way when the storms come, your house stays sturdy. But those, you know what people are doing? They're building their homes on the sand. The one that they rejected is over there. But they chose, Noah, I'm not putting it there. I'm going to put it here. When them storms comes, you know what it says? And it was a great fall. Them storms come and their homes collapse. Divorce comes, money ruins, all that. You know why? Because it was a great fall is what it says. They didn't build it on the rock. They rejected the rock. And that's what it says, that the builders have rejected the rock. They've rejected the cornerstone, that main foundation. Where are you building your home? Where are you building? Are you rejecting Jesus Christ? Is your home built on him? Mark 8. Turn with me to Mark 8. Mark 8:31. I'm going to go through a lot of verses. You can turn if you like, or just write them down. But I'm going to go. There's quite a few verses I'm going to go through. Mark 8. I'm going to go to verse 31. And it says, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days raised again. Even the religious crowd rejects Jesus. There's those religions, the Catholics and these phony baloney churches out here. They all reject Jesus Christ. The religious crowd, they really don't want or understand Jesus Christ. The least amount of Jesus Christ that they have to have. You know, most people, the Catholics, it kills me that they don't even read a Bible. How do they even know what God says? How do they even know what God's trying to teach them when they won't even pick up a Bible? They listen to some guy dressed in a dress calling himself father when he acts like a sister and trying to lead their life. Now you have the Pope, all correct, the Pope, who's saying that it's quicker to get your, you can get your marriages annulled pretty quick. You know, he's all for all this stuff and, you know, he's going around and he's telling them how to live their life. They look to that man more than they look to God. He showed me where that is in the Bible. From what I understand, from what I read out of a Bible, it says that God's not a respecter of any man. God's not a respecter of any man that we should put him on a pedestal. Romans talks about that. They glorified God. They knew God and they glorified him not as God. Why? Because they're so busy glorifying a man. They're going, you know, and what else is these churches, these phony baloney churches, what are they glorifying? They're glorifying themselves. They're writing these Bibles that satisfies their self. And there's no satisfaction in their souls, but it satisfies their self. The farther they can keep God out of their mind, the farther they can keep God away, the farther that they can keep that Bible away, the better their life is. That's what they believe. Why? Because with God, when you retain God in your knowledge, when you start reading the Bible, when you start putting God in the forefront of your mind, your life will change because you will see your wickedness. So the least amount of stuff that they have to put up with, the least amount of stuff that they have to look at that Bible and listen to preaching and so on, they don't want any of that. They want to bury all that because they know it's going to make them change their life. And that's what they do. They're rejecting them. The religious crowd rejects Jesus. The warnings in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. You see, there's a key component there. Doing the will of the Father. Doing the will of the Father. These are the ones that are going to enter into heaven. What is the will of the Father? What is the will of the Father? Why don't you go search that out and find out what is the will of God? I can tell you a few. Study to show yourself proven unto the Lord. Be diligent. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. There's many, many things that that's doing the will of God. Reading your Bible, praying, helping people, so on and so forth. These are all things that are the will of God. But people aren't doing the will of God. He says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say in me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And have in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Then I will profess unto them. He said, I'm just going to tell you the straight out truth. He says, I never knew you.
Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
You can go out there and do all these religious things and ceremonies, and you can open up shelters to help people and so on and so forth. And you know what you're doing? You think that's your good deeds. Your good deeds are going to cover your sin, and you're going to go out there and you're going to work iniquity. He says, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. It's not, listen to me, it's not what you're doing out there on your own. It's not the sacrificing of your time and so on and so forth that gets you into heaven. It's salvation through Jesus Christ and Him alone. And then what? By your faith you'll do works. But these people are doing their works and they think it brings faith and it does not. And you know what they're doing? Hey, I know people for a fact that go to church on a Sunday, and then on a Monday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they're all partying in bars, smoking dope, fornicating, and everything else. I know that for a fact. Not all that say, Lord, Lord, are going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? They do all these wonderful religious things and all these helps, and they're working the iniquity. They're not doing the will of the Father. There's the two things. Doing the will of the Father, and don't work iniquity in your life. That says work iniquity. That means you're trying hard to put that into your life. That's what it means. Those are the ones not going to heaven. Because they, you know what? They haven't been cleaned up. They haven't been given a new heart. They haven't gotten salvation through Jesus Christ. Why? Because they're too busy out there doing all this work. You see, it mentioned all these works. Cast out devils and, you know, so prophesy. They're talking about what they have done. It's not about what you have done to get you to heaven. It's about what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary, and that his soul went to hell and took our sins there and was raised 3 days again for our justification. That's where salvation is, not in our works. These people here are all depending on their works, on their religious actions, on their religious things that they do on a yearly basis or daily or whatever. Jesus says those are not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why? They're rejecting Jesus Christ. They're rejecting Jesus Christ for their works, for their religion. People, I had a guy tell me last week, we were trying to talk to this couple, maybe help them out and such, and he says, you know, I got rid of that religion a long time ago. I said, good, I don't have religion. I got Jesus Christ. I have a relationship. I said, I'm glad you got rid of religion. Religion means nothing. I don't have religion. Dale Moore doesn't live a religion. I live in a relationship with Jesus Christ, and it's rocky and bouncy and everything else. Why? Because I'm a knucklehead. But I have a relationship. Like I have a relationship with my wife. I have that with Jesus Christ. Like I have a relationship with you guys and so on. That's what I have. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, if you love somebody and you're in a relationship, don't you try hard to make them happy? Just saying. I don't have religion. I know my works ain't doing me no good. Most of my works are going to just be burned up anyway, like hay and stubble. Very rare. I mean, it's very rare do I have any gold or anything like that that's going to be good, that's not going to burn away when I stand there in front of Jesus Christ. Because I'm a knucklehead. I might have some. I don't even know if I have a crown up there. It says I'll get at least one crown, but the rest, that's it. But I'm just saying, I don't work religion. I don't work iniquity in my heart. I don't want to do that stuff. And I mean, when I say that, I don't want to. But do I? Yes. You know what Paul said in Romans 7? The things I don't want to do, that I do. The things that I do want to do, that I don't. The things that I don't want to do, that I do. The things that I do want to do, I don't do. I don't want to work iniquity. I don't want to have sin in my life, but I do.
Here's the difference.
When God brings it to light, or if I just know that I'm doing wrong, I will pray to God, help me, forgive me.
Why? Because He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
But I don't reject Jesus Christ. I don't reject His word.
I'm not into religion. I don't like religion either. I don't. Religion makes me angry. I think Catholic churches are creepy. I think all these phony baloney people make me ill because they have no clue. They give all these false promises and false hopes to people. These people are dying and going to hell. Oh, Lord, help me. Saying means nothing. Jesus says it's doing the will of God and His word that makes the difference. playing church and rejecting Jesus Christ and his word will only lead one to hear Jesus say to them, and I will profess, I knew you not, depart from me, that work iniquity. Could you imagine standing there one day in judgment and hearing Jesus Christ say, get away from you, that work iniquity? And then it says that they won't jump in the lake of fire. It says, no, angels are going to come down and bound them hand and foot. He's going to cast them to the lake of fire for eternity. That's what they're going to get. I'll just go party with my friends in hell. No, you will not. You got to be bound and cast in there because you ain't going to go voluntarily. Jeremiah 8 verse 9 says, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? What wisdom is in these people? These religious people or these regular people, what wisdom is in them rejecting the word of the Lord? What wisdom do they think they have? If you don't have the wisdom that's coming from a King James Bible, that's coming from God, then all you're relying on is man's wisdom. What wisdom does that religious person we know? What does he have? You can't say nothing because it'll turn into an argument. But if he doesn't have that Bible, Amy, he's only relying on his own wisdom. Sad. Sad. Because that very word that he rejects is going to, you know what? He's going to stand there before judgment one day and it's going to judge that man. Somebody tell me, oh, you breach hailstones and brimstone and fire. Maybe I do, but I'm preaching the truth. I'm preaching God's wisdom, not Dale's wisdom. You know why people don't like the Bible? Because it tells them exactly what they are. It tells them exactly where they're going if they don't have Jesus Christ. Tell me, do you like hearing that somebody in your family might go to hell? So why would they retain that in their knowledge? Why would they want to hear that? But here, they got it all twisted up. Do you think God chose to throw people in hell? You have a big cross standing behind me. That's how God, that's what he chose to save people from hell. Right there. So people reject Jesus Christ. They choose to go to hell. Because they could choose Jesus Christ and be saved. But they reject him. Therefore, they're choosing to go to hell, not God. God's righteous. He's holy. He's going to hold up to his judgments. Hey, I'm just telling you now, when that judge said, Mr. Borey, I'm sentencing you to 5 years in the State Department of Corrections in New York, I had to go and do 5 years. He didn't say, I sentenced you to that, but go home. He had to hold up his judgment. I was held accountable for that punishment. How much more God then? When you break his laws and you're without Jesus Christ, are you going to stand there before him and be able to plead your way out? There's no way out once you're dead. If you're not saved, born again, child of God, when you're standing there before the great white throne judgment, when you're standing there before the throne of judgment, listen, there is no begging your way out. There is no pleading your way out. That's it. It's over with. He's going to say, depart from me, that work iniquity. You chose this. I chose to die on the cross of Calvary for you. You rejected me. He's going to use those words against them. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You understand? Who fears the Lord anymore these days? There's no fear of God. But it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. They despise it. Hey, I need help with this. Well, let me just share a little bit with you about out of the Bible, what God done for me, whatever. They don't want to hear it. They despise it. You know what they're called in the Bible? A fool. Why? Because there's no fear of the Lord. Sometimes I'll go make a decision. I go, oh, Lord, am I making the right one? Why? Because I have a fear of the Lord. I'm afraid I'm going to make the wrong decision. There's consequences. When my kids do wrong, there's consequences they got to pay. They fear me. They're not afraid of me, but there's a reverence, a fear. Man, if I make the wrong decision, I'm going to get a spanking. Well, that's how it is with us Christians. We should have that fear. But you know what? There's not even fear among Christians anymore of the Lord. Just do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter. Why do they need God? Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes. And in Proverbs 14:16 says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. You go look at what these fools are and people who reject God. Do you know what the words that are used to describe these people? Raging, angry, full of wrath, hate. I think we know some people like that. Why? Because you know what? They're rejecting God. What's it say? That you can lift up holy hands without what? Wrath and doubting. Why the wrath? Because people are very angry when they don't have Jesus Christ. Very angry. They're very angry. When that preaching happens and they're sitting out in these pews and they hear it, it gets them mad. Gets them riled up now. That's why he says you can lift up holy hands. Why? Because no longer do you have that wrath anymore. No longer do you have them doubts. You see? Watch somebody squirm around. Watch somebody try so hard to ignore what you're preaching by using a cell phone, laughing, and all that stuff. You stand up here and try to preach to somebody and watch them do that. You know why? Because they're full of wrath. They know one day they're going to face it. They want to try to reject it here on earth, but I'm telling you now, go ahead and reject away. The day's going to come. You can't call on Brother Kerry. The day's going to call. You can't call on Brother Dale. Brother John Askreth ain't going to be there anymore. Mommy and Daddy aren't going to be there to help you. You'll stand there and face judgment on your own. Are you rejecting him? One who rejects Jesus and his word, God calls a fool, and is an angry person, and who is confident that they know the right way. It said that they're full of, they rage and are confident. Well, you ever see somebody who rejects the Lord, doesn't like Bible, it's not their thing and all that, how confident they think they are in their self? They just think, oh, I have that. I don't need that. I don't need Jesus Christ. They're confident. They know what they're doing. 10 minutes later, your phone rings. Hello? Oh, I thought you were. Thought you knew what you were doing. You got a collect call from the Belmont County Jail, whatever they said. Yeah. Just telling you. They're angry, and they're confident, thinking that they know the right way, and they don't. It's a sad place for them to be. But you know what? What can we do? Saying things only make people angry. What can you do? You can just wait and pray for them. That's all we can do is, I know many people like that, many. And all I can do is pray and say, Lord, you got to show them. I say something and they want to fight or something, you know? You got to show them, Lord. I mean, Pastor used to stand up there and do that to me and I almost wanted to whack him a couple times, you know? But then the Lord had showed me. Mark 7:9 says, and he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that you may be able to keep your own tradition. Ooh. Good verse of somebody we know. Let me read that to you again. And he said, this is talking to Jesus, saying, full well you reject the commandment of God. Why? That you may keep your own tradition. Whew. They want to keep their own ways. They're going to reject the Bible. Watch how they can keep their own ways. Traditions. That's where salvation comes from. What they believe. Holding what they think they know is right. Man's wisdom. That's what they believe. They reject the commandments of God. They reject the Bible. They hold on to what they believe they think is right. And I'm just telling you, people are dropping off into hell on a daily basis over that very verse. Proverbs 30:12 says, there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. They're right in their own eyes. You go look at these phony baloney churches and these other religious people. And in their own eyes, they think that they're okay. They think they're pure, but they have not been washed. They're full of filthiness. Go down the street here at some churches. I won't name the names, but these phony baloney churches. And then go to a bar in the area sometime on a Friday night. You'll see those same ones sitting there doing hillbilly, back kicking, boot swinging, cigarette smoking, beer drinking. Yeah, hey, I remember seeing you in church, son. Hey, what are you doing here? I'm getting right. Listening to hip hop and so on. Listen, I'm just telling you now, all that phonyism, it's not going to get anybody anywhere. You cannot, listen, it says you can't serve two. Autumn, sit up and stay sitting up. No leaning and all that garbage.
You're either gonna serve God or you're gonna serve yourself in your pride and your lust, and you're gonna serve the devil. You're not gonna do both. You think God? Here, I'm gonna stand up here on Sunday. I'm gonna preach God's holy word to you guys, and then you know what? I'm gonna go home and have a beer and smoke a couple cigarettes and a couple joints after I'm done. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine God, who was a holy God, just letting something like that happen? I just have a hard time with these people who believe God would do that type of thing.
Thank God he didn't save me and leave me the same person I was. Imagine out here, I'm going to leave the pulpit, but hey, Am, you got to drive home. We're going to drink a fifth of whiskey on the way to the other church. I'm going to look at pornography.
64% of Christian people, Christian men in America, look at pornography on a daily basis. That's a study that just came out in 2015.
You see, that pastor just killed himself last week. He was on the Ashley Madison adultery website, got caught, a pastor from a Baptist church, taught in a Baptist seminary.
Just committed suicide because he was committing adultery on his wife. Started with pornography.
Want to know why people can't love their wives anymore? Because their wives don't look like what they see in a magazine or on a video. But they're airbrushed. They're fake. There's no love there. And all it does is, all it's doing is killing them. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. It doesn't get any better. Soon that stuff doesn't become satisfying anymore. And you got to move on to the next thing and the next sixth thing and the next sixth thing. Sick. But they're okay. Here, I'm a man of God getting up here and I'm going to preach and looking at pornography when I go home. How do people have that kind of conscience? I couldn't even imagine. How do you get up and have that kind of conscience and be able to do that kind of stuff if you're not rejecting Jesus Christ? That's the only way it's possible. I beg God, please, if you're not in this anymore, then stop me. I don't want to be in it. I tell him that constantly. Why? Because it's nothing for me. I don't want... Listen, if you think that I really just said, oh, you know what? I'm just going to go out there and that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to be a preacher and so on and so on. Listen, God chose me to preach. God chose me to preach. And I'm going to tell you this. Since I started preaching, me and my wife talk about this all the time. I feel like I've lost more friends than I've gained. Why? Because now you got the responsibility to stand up here and preach the truth. No matter who it hurts, no matter who you think it's aimed at, no matter what. I mean, God, you'll get up there, God will give you something, you'll get up there and preach that thing, and that person will come, they'll snarl at you and be like, what did I do? Because you preached on something that was going on in their life. But you know what? God has entrusted you with that thing. And you mean to tell me you can get up here? These phony baloney churches can get up here and get up there and try to give this. You know why they can get away with it? Because they're preaching a phony word. They're preaching a phony Jesus, a phony spirit that comes in and moves in that church with a phony gospel. They reject Jesus Christ. Jeremiah, did I read Proverbs 14? Yeah, I did. Jeremiah 6:19 says, "Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people. Even the fruit of their thoughts." You see that? Their thoughts. "Because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor my law, but rejected it." He says, I'm going to bring evil on them.
Do you think that these people can really honestly see the evil that's in their life? They're so blind to it. We always sit there and talk about how come they don't see it this way? Or how come they don't see it that way? Because God has put evil in their thoughts because of their foolishness.
They've been blinded. Everybody blames the devil for everything. You know, God steps in and does some stuff. God puts evil in people's lives sometimes. "I will bring evil upon this people." Isn't that what it just said? I'm just telling you. People need to learn who God really is. Isaiah 53:3 says, "He is despised and rejected of men." Talking about Jesus Christ. "A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. And he was despised, and we esteemed him not. That's what they are doing today. The very one, the very Savior who came down to save us, we're hiding our face from him. We don't want to see it. Why would they be hiding their face from him? Because he's going to expose them for what they are. They don't want to see it. You ever been afraid of something or whatever? You cover your eyes or you cover your head. Why do you think you do that? Because you don't want to see it. That's what we're doing. That's what people are doing in Jesus Christ. They don't want to see. They got to hide themselves from the Bible. They got to hide themselves from God. They got to hide themselves from the preacher. They got to hide themselves from the church. Why? Because it's going to expose for who they are. It's not an easy thing to see who you are. I'm not standing up here bragging and saying, oh yeah, it was fun and it was a walk in the park to see what I really was. No, it's a hard thing. But stop hiding. That's what I mean. You can't hide your eyes anymore. Because hiding your eyes, all you're doing is rejecting the truth. See the truth, it hurts. But you know what? It will make you free. The truth hurts, but it will make you free. Not set you free. It will make you free. That means it's going to happen. You will become free when you see the truth. That's the outcome. You know what the outcome is? You will be made free. You want to be free? Then face the truth. Don't hide your face from it. 1 Samuel 15:23. You ready? For rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is the iniquity of an adultery. Idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Rejecting Jesus and his word is equal to the sin of witchcraft, because you are serving yourself over God and are without salvation. You belong to the devil. As witchcraft, that's right. When you're putting something else in front of God, when you're putting yourself in front of God, it says a sin of witchcraft. You're rebellion. You're being a rebel. Being a rebel is that is of a sin of witchcraft. When you put yourself in God's place. John 8:44 says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. You see that? We just seen where he said, Lord, Lord, all those who say, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Only those who do the will of my Father who's in heaven. John 8:44 says, here's the opposite of that. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. You will do what he says. These people are out there, they're doing what the devil says. They're doing the total opposite of what God would want them to do. They're following what the devil would want to do. That's their father, and they can't see it. And it says, he was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. There's no truth in the devil. That means there's no truth in those who are rejecting Jesus Christ. Why? Because he is full of grace and truth. That's what he says. That's what Jesus Christ is. He is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no truth in these people. Why? Because they're serving the devil, not Jesus Christ, because he is the truth. And it says there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He's speaking of his own self because he's a liar. For he's a liar and the father of it. They will do as their father the devil, and they reject God's word. They reject Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's what the devil does. Why do you think we have these fools that are sitting down in these other churches this morning? Because they're rejecting the true word of God, and they're sitting in the devil's church as we speak this morning. With some guy or girl who's standing up there preaching some other foreign Bible that God never intended for a man to lay his eyes on. That's the work of the devil. Why? I will sin. He says, I will be like the Most High God. He's trying to be like the Most High God. The devil's trying to be called Jesus Christ. He's trying to be called God. How do we do that? Give him a fake Bible. Give him a Bible that's full of nasty, disgusting things that ain't true. And for something that gets rid of the truth. You see, Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the Word of God. John 14 says he's the Word of, 1:14 says he's the Word. And he's the Word. He's the full of grace and truth. Well, then how is that full of grace and truth then? Those words are not. You know what they're doing? They're doing the lust of their father. They're preaching these perverted versions, and they're living a life that's just as perverted. Why? Because the devil wants to be called Jesus Christ. Paul warns of that very thing. He says they're preaching another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. Now, do you think they would see it? No. Why? Because their father, the devil, is patting them on the back. Good job. Keep it up. Good job. Yep, you're doing well. They can't see it. There is one way they can see it. Unless the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ
shine upon them.
That's how they'll see it. 1 Samuel 8:7 says, "The Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of thy people, and in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." This is God talking about when they wanted a king over them. He was outside. He said, no. Don't worry, Samuel, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting God. They're rejecting me. He says, they're rejecting Jesus Christ. This is what's going on today. The people are not rejecting Dale Morey. They're not rejecting you, Brother Kerry. They're rejecting Jesus Christ. Because they don't want the Supreme King reigning over them. They think in their own eyes. They want a man to rule over them. They want their self to rule over them. They don't want anybody else. And it says that 1 Samuel 10:19, "And ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said him, nay, but set a king over us." They want some man. Most of them want the Pope. Most of them want their self. They reject God and want some man to rule in their life. Hey, listen, when you reject God, he can put you with some man controlling your life. He can go ahead and put you in a jail or a prison. There, a man rules over your life. Rehab, where a man rules over your life. Instead of coming into a house of God and having the Bible and God and a man of God who loves your soul and cares for your soul, who can rule over you. They don't want that. They're the king. Those who reject God would rather rule themselves or some man. Because when God rules in one's life, there is change. There's different desires, less sinning, and doing the will of God. As it says in Romans 1:28-32, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge." That's Romans 1:28-32. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge." You see, they don't want God in their knowledge. "God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." You know, when you're in sin, it's not a convenient thing to do. Living that lifestyle says it's not convenient, but they do it. They fight through it. Why? That's why they can't retain God in their knowledge. They have to get God out of their knowledge. They have to fight hard to get God out of their knowledge. So that, why? Because it's not convenient with him in their knowledge. You know, how hard is it for you to sin knowing God's watching you? Maybe it should be. The more you have God in your knowledge, the less convenient it is for you to fall. It's not a convenient thing to do. He says, so he gave him up. God gave him up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, here's a big one, haters of God, disrespectful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in doing them. Could you imagine? Now there's people I know today who know that doing what they're doing is wrong, know that God does not like what they're doing, yet they're having fun doing them. And they know they're going to face judgment one day. And they reject it. They don't care. They don't care that God is that they're, you know, what they're doing. They understand that they're worthy of death, but they just don't care. They blow it off. God is not in the forefront of their mind. The more they can bury God, the more they can get him out of their brain, the more they can get him out of their heart, the better off they are. But they're going to stand there one day, and the very one that they rejected is going to judge them. They can't get that. They believed God and did not reject his word. These things would not be in their lives. But they'd rather have these things than God. You ever notice that? You try to get out there and you help people and you were really striving to work in their lives and so on and so forth. And then they start rejecting Jesus Christ and they rather live in their life of misery than they have to live with God. Why? They trust misery. They know how misery is. They've grown up with it their whole life with bitterness and hate and misery in their heart and anger. They grew up with that their whole life. They trust that. They're more comfortable with that than they are trusting God. And yet they'll hold on to that thing. I need help, but wait, I can't let go of this. I need help. I can't let go of it. I need help. And they just continue to reject and reject, and it gets worse and worse. It doesn't get any better for them. It gets worse for them. Do you think they'd wake up and see that? Not for a second. John 3:19 says, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world. Ready? And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. They like darkness rather than light. They don't want to see the light of Jesus Christ. Why? Because then it will expose them for what they are. Because their deeds are evil. But they're in darkness and they're rejecting Jesus Christ. They don't have to worry about seeing what they are. So that says that they love that over having to see what they are. And I'm going to close with this. This is 1 Thessalonians 4:8. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. I stand up here, Brother Carey, Pastor John, Pastor Hayne. We get up here and we preach and try to help people and be in their lives. They're not despising us. They're despising God. They're angry with God. They'll say, no, but it was really you that said it, Dale. No, it wasn't me that said it. God gave me that message, or God gave me this for you, or whatever. You're not mad at me. You're mad at God because they hate God. Because God will expose them for what they are, and they don't want to see for what they are. So they reject Him and continue to reject Him and His Word. And they don't want to hear it or see it or believe it. It's a sad, sad place to be. It's a sad state for people to be in. But what can you do? You can't do nothing for them. You can't change their mind. You can't change their heart. You have to pray for them and let God get in there. Let God change them and let God open their light. Open their hearts and their minds to the light. He says His Word won't return void. The point is to try to get them to agree with something, anything in the Word of God, that it might start exposing who they really are so they can see it. But man, trying to do that these days. Proverbs says there is a generation. They think they're clean in their own eyes, and but they've never been washed. They're full of filthiness. And it goes on just to say how bad this generation is. And you know what? That's how people are today. Because they choose rather to reject Jesus Christ than to serve Him. And I'm just telling you, we need to pray like we never have before for these people that are rejecting Jesus Christ. Because we all know who's rejecting. We all know people in our life that's doing it. And we need to help them. Adam, would you pray for us, please, brother?